From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Collins Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Hallelujah. Are you excited to be here? We should call them the mask dancers. It's very important to have mask on this time, isn't it? Yeah, I think they should have told us this long time ago. It just makes sense that I can. Once I wear a mask, at least I'm a little safe. Nothing comes in. So how do you wear it? Is it a blue out or a white out? Those who wearing those ones. I'm getting different information. Some people say the white out, some people say the blue out. Is the Google says the colored out. Because this is supposed to be worn at what? During surgery, isn't it? Are we doing surgery? Well, we'll see. I'm challenging some people, so we'll hear at the end of the day what it means. All right. Let's pray. Ask the Lord to speak to you tonight. Just briefly, I get to speak to the Lord right now. Lord, speak to my heart. Pray. Yes, Lord, speak to us, Lord. As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire song of praise that rise from earth to touch your Let's sing it one more time. As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that rise from earth to touch your Let's sing it one more time. Can you tune my mic? As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that rise from earth to touch your heart. your name.
Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name. Let a nation sing it louder. Nothing has the power to sing but your name. Jesus, Jesus, in your name we pray. Come and fill our hearts today and give us strength to live for you and glorify your name. Oh, your name is a strong and mighty tower. Sing it louder, cause nothing has the power to sing but your name. As morning dawns and evening fades, fire songs of praise that arise from earth to touch your
shelter like no other.
It's a shelter like no other.
Your name. Let a nation sing it louder.
Let a nation sing it louder. Cause nothing has the power to say
but your name.
Oh, sing Jesus.
Jesus, in your name we pray. Come and fill our hearts today and give us strength to live for you and glorify. Sing it louder, cause nothing has the power to sing but your name.
Sing Jesus one more time. Jesus, in your name we pray. Today.
Father, tonight, we thank you. We bless you that we are still alive. We expected to be alive because you are the one who gives life. We thank you for those of us you've gathered tonight. Another week is here. Many developments. We are not afraid. We are not intimidated because you are seated on your throne and you reign forevermore. We're gathered tonight to hear from you in these difficult times, these dark hours and dark seasons on this earth. I pray, Lord, you minister to us. You continue to encourage us and help us to hide under the shadow of your wings. For there we'll find refuge, we'll find safety and find protection. Your name is high above every name. Your name is a shelter like no other. There's nothing that has the power to save but your name. Thank you for a wonderful fellowship here tonight. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Psalm 23. I hope you're taking your vitamin C's. Please, it's a combination of things, right? It's washing your hands, your mask, vitamin C, or lime, warm lime water, orange, mango, avocado, we call it. You know, those things, sources of vitamin C. Vegetables. You also have alkaline water, which is also available. There's a water called alkaline water. It makes your system good that the virus cannot make children. And when it comes to the pharmacy, they say, no, we can't sex in this place here. Not in my body. And so all these precautions are very, very important as we also embark on the washing of hands. So we provided a small mini sink outside. The plumbers in the church have helped us to put together. So when you come in, you wash your hands there before you come. You know, it's so interesting how people even treat you. When you enter their shop, they just spray the thing in your hands like you got something that they didn't want to see. It's so, uncle, I want someone to say, uncle. I mean, it's your uncle. You know, even in that, you don't see the customer service, even the courtesy, but What are you going to do? All right, so please, when you walk in, I'm sure we also have to get used to it. Walk in. Don't come in here. Go there, wash your hands. You have your sanitizer. That's fine. But once you come in, you should wash your hands. You sanitize after that. You come in. No hugging, no touching, nothing. We have our mask. You should take a picture of everybody now. So when the season is over, where is your legs? Your legs are around. When the season is over, then we'll see how we looked in the corona time. You get it? And you take selfies and put on Facebook, you know, the mask season has come. You get it? And people are, you know, people are interpreting this in so many ways. You are saying that, you know, everybody's mouth is shut. You can't say, you can't speak your mind. You just have to follow instructions. That's what a mask means. All kinds of things people are saying. People are also getting some data and saying that China has no new cases. They've controlled the disease. And the economy is back up, whereas the world, the other countries, the economy is down. So they are wondering whether China didn't plan this for their own good. So many things are going on out there. But I think that we should just stay safe. Don't go out if you don't have to. If you're going, make sure that you have mask. The public transport, I don't think they are going to reduce the number of people because nobody is telling them. So once you are in the minibus, make sure your mask is on, right? Protect yourself. It's just like when he's driving fast, you just tell the driver, please, let me get out of here. Because nobody will tell the driver to slow down. You know our country. So look at yourself first. Love yourself before you love your neighbor, isn't it? And then let's make sure that this is also a season to also witness to people about God. People are rather staying away from God. People are rather staying away from church. I think that it's our prayer that has not caused Georgetown to go under lockdown. When I see people saying lockdown, lockdown, I say, you people don't understand what's going on. Because lockdown, if wherever, which town, which city is locked down, you don't know what God wants to do with us here. The small country seems very insignificant. God has opened a door for us here in Georgetown. Even as a judgment on the pastors who have closed down their churches. I saw somebody, this online service on Facebook with a Republic Bank account number. I said, who will go to Republic Bank and put money in your bank account? You're making a joke. You don't know the country you live in. You'll not get even one single offering this whole time that you've closed your church. If offering is important to you, your public bank account, internet banking, the app doesn't even work. As we are here, MMG, the only lady Pastor LZU has given offering to the MMG these few times. People are not even charging the MMG to send. Like you go on internet, you have rent to pay of your church building. You think the landowner will tell you, Corona, so don't pay rent? You sit down there. You try there. You know, so I don't agree that the church should be closed down completely. One pastor is a small church. I know his church is a small church on John Street. John Street Church of God. His church is a small church. He's closed down his church. And during the weekend, thieves went in to steal his amplifier. So he's posted it on Facebook. And I commented that, but if we close down our church, then of course they would think that we don't need an amplifier. I don't know whether they got a joke in it, but that's what I said. Then I think one lady said, but if you've closed our church, doesn't mean that they should come and steal. I said, you try there. When you succumb and you follow these things, you are actually saying something spiritually. And then I think Pastor Harris from East Ramford also mentioned that two churches were also hit during the weekend. Because they know nobody's going to the church. Amplifiers are there. Speakers are there for free. Nobody will come in because it's not them people every night they did there. You can't go there. Not at all. So they should try there. We will meet by the grace of God and Corona will come and go. Yeah, we are not expecting a lockdown at all in the name of Jesus. So this stay home campaign, we can't agree with Facebook and do our brothers and sisters in other parts of the world because God is not the same everywhere. So those who are saying lockdown, whichever country they are in, God bless them. They should stay home. But here in Guyana, it's not stay home really. Yeah, we do our things when we have to. I mean, if we don't have anything to do, don't go to work. That's don't just even walk around. I hear there are still people in the market and all of that. But people are trying. The banks, you can't go in so many times. I hear bounty on Regent Street, only a few people can go in at a time. People have naturally tried to do things. So why can we not survive and be free to choose what we want to do? So those who have chosen to not open their church, that's up to them. When they go to heaven, they will meet God, isn't it? One of my pastor friends, a pastor that I was following many years ago, Tampa, Florida, the River Church, Rodney Howard Brown, he was arrested the other day on Sunday because he had about 500 people in his church. So the police went to arrest him, and I think he's on $500 bail. So that's like a news in America now. And a pastor, and so many comments. But I mean, you see, the emergency services are not closing down their services, isn't it? This is an emergency service. For those who don't understand, this is very, very important at this time. The pharmacy and whatever they say that should open and do, we fast food should open and do delivery. We too, we are opening, we are doing delivery also. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. The mindset there, it depends on how, where you're looking at it from. And that's why I said that it's important that everybody comes with a mask so that they don't say we are irresponsible or we are trying to kill people or something. We have a sink there, we're washing our hands, we come in mask and all of that. We don't touch, we don't hug after chair. We are sitting six at least. I mean, not all, but we are trying. You know, a few people here in a church where 300 people normally sit. So you look at it for yourself. After church, we just say hi, bye, and then, you know, you go your way. Isn't it? Isn't it? Are you here? Beautiful. So Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. We'll come to that maybe tomorrow or the day after. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That's why the mask is good. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. So we're looking at, I shall not want. And this is a psalm of a Christian who is totally submitted. Is that Ashley? That's not Ashley. Is that Ashley? Oh, that's Shania. Okay. She looks like Ashley from a distance. Okay. Yeah, isn't it? I see. The mask is trying to make people look like ninjas. So the surgical mask, I don't think you can wear it too often. 1-2 days or so and that you're done. So you got to get enough. Every day you got to get one. It's disposable. So you got to get enough. I think the N95 or so they call it. The one like a cup. That's like a week. You can use the same thing for a week. There's no mask in America. There's no mask in London. They can't get masks to wear. That's why people are coming up with how to make a mask. There's nothing like that. There's no certain thing. All the things, vitamin C, there's nothing. It's finished. Even here, vitamin C is a soluble one, which is 1,500. It's enough money. So lime in hot water is better. It's cheap. 400. And then you just fetch GWI water, you boil it. Easy. You're good. So the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We're looking at a Christian here who has taken the Lord as a shepherd. And because of that, he is not in any want. He doesn't lack anything. We're saying that the reason why we want is maybe because we have not really taken the Lord on as our shepherd. He makes us lie down in green pastures, and he leads us beside still waters. Now, we lie down because we are not people who normally lie down. We are not, look at this lockdown. Many people are very restless. Yeah, very restless. You see, people are active on Facebook. You see, people are this. That many people are restless. They can't. I saw, and people are creating all sorts of things. I saw a cartoon. They said what? They say Corona romance or something like that. So the wife is on her bed. The husband is on his bed, and they have some sticks. And they have some gloves or hands at the edge, top of the tip of the stick. So the woman is using the hand to rub the man. And the man is using his also rub the woman. It's like, now I can't even touch you. So it's the same like a mop, you know, like a mop stick. And the mop is like a hand. And so the woman takes it and it touches the special area of the man. It's the stick that's 6 feet. 6 feet, right? People have come up with all kinds of things. Somebody said coronavirus is 666. Because corona is six words. And then the virus, if you look at the V-I-R-U-S, the alphabetical, which number of the alphabet is falling, if you add it, is 66. So corona is six words. Virus, if you add up all the letters, is 66. So it's 666. Fantastic things. Yeah, Goldfinger should wash his hands, isn't it? If I go to his workplace, I'm sure he'll make me wash my hands before I head. So, you know, if you care to, you know, donate some liquid soap and some, you know, hand towels, will be very much appreciated, isn't it? This is not a time for church to spend money. This is a time for the human beings to spend money on the church. What do you think? So we have some hand towels, have some liquid soap, but of course, every day like that, you know, $600. If you come, you can bring one for us. The best one. Is it Bounty the best one? Is Bounty the best one? We can buy a Bounty and all of that. And, you know, we can wash our hands with it and then we all go home safe. Amen. And so we looked at, he maketh me to lie down. And then I lie down in green pastures. And we're saying that it's not, everybody does not just lie down. We human beings don't lie down. The reason why some people don't even come for the service is that they are restless. The peace that we get to be able to lie down. You see, when somebody is sleeping all day, it's a luxury. Because many people don't like that. Many people can't do that. Can you stay home? It's not that, even now that you are staying home, they are paying you, that's why you are staying home. If they are not paying you, you will not stay home. Unless you have the Lord to depend on. How many understand what I'm trying to say? Those who, when they stay home, they will not get money. They don't stay home. They go. They take their risk. They go to work. And all kinds of things. If you see Reverend Keith, all this while, we see him on Sunday. Because he can't. He's not going to be released. As much as he wants to be here, he can't be here. Yeah. Pharaoh, my God. He will not let you go. Not even in the era of corona. He is not leaving you at all. So we are saying it's God who makes us lie down. And four things we have to go through so that we'll be able to lie down. We went through all of that last week, isn't it? So this evening, I want to look at, he leadeth me beside still waters. Still waters. He leadeth me beside still waters. Now, if you're a sheep, how many of us are sheep? Any sheep here? Hey, you are not sheep. You are a human being. Who told you a sheep? Sorry? Bible says that. Oh, really? Okay. Now, here again, if you are a sheep, if you're a sheep, then the question is, how do you find water? So it's just like when I was talking about green pastures, I mentioned a sheep cannot find green pastures by himself. When the sheep leaves the house, it's not like you know where your house is. You know where to go and buy KFC. Tandy, you just go over there, you go and buy KFC. You go to the Ruby's gas station, you buy, you go to the shop. Sheep don't know those things. When the sheep leaves the house, they are following a leader. They are following a shepherd. And so, when human beings are really sheep, when the church or the church members or those, the people of God are really sheep, they just don't leave the house without the leader. They don't live their lives without the guide. That is why many of you are miserable in life. Because you and I were created to be dependent. You see, there's this evil thing that has come where people want to be independent. Married or unmarried, old or not, child or not, want to do their own things. But God created us to be dependent. And so if you say you are sheep, like most of you raise your hands, then you have to also make sure that you have a shepherd. It's not a joke. It is not a joke. Like I've said that for about 2 weeks, some of my pastors don't even come for the meetings. So you wonder who is their shepherd? Who are they following? When some pastors want to be here every evening. Are you doing a crusade somewhere at this time? Yeah, right. So you wonder that if you really indeed understand the Bible and you are following the scriptures and you are spiritual enough, then you should know that you wherever your shepherd is, that's where you also are. So when somebody said that, can I sign up for all the days? It's up to you. It's up to you if you want to sign. If you sign up for all the days and they don't want you to be on the, then they remove you. But if they put you in, it is you have to understand that there is no law as to how to do these things. So it is how you understand the scriptures. That's why many of you don't do well, because you don't apply the scriptures. Where your shepherd is, that's where you'll be. So if I have sheep and I create Tuesday to Saturday evening and I say service 2 hours, in this season, it is so beautiful to come together and to encourage ourselves. He said, Marion was telling me on Sunday, she says, you know what? He said, Bishop, because of the services and all of that, I even forget that we are in a certain season. You forget. Your mind is taken away from the things that others are home 24 hours following and passing on and forwarding. People forward all kinds of things. And then the case has risen up to 12 now in Guyana. And so what? Some people have hundreds of thousands in their country. 12 is nothing. I'm sorry for the 12, but God is still God. You see, so you need to understand the Bible. If you say you're a Christian and you don't know the scriptures, you don't read the scriptures, you are joking. You can't do well in this life if you are not guided. No matter how old you are, no matter how beautiful you think you are. And there's no excuse, I'm not the type who force. I'm not the type who pushes myself. I'm not like this person who, no. Don't, when it comes to scripture, don't be a stupid boy or girl. The Bible is speaking to all of us. So if you really believe God, you love God, then what you read is what you must apply. And if you apply what God is written, then it's not like Elizabeth is like this and me, I am like this. There's nothing like that. We are all applying the scriptures. How many are able to follow what I'm trying to say? So it's not like God loves some people better than some people. The people who have seemed to kind of have broken through are people who have taken God serious, have taken his word serious. So David said that the Lord is my shepherd, and me, I shall not want. He said, I shall not want. You will want, but he said, me, I shall not want. And he said that when I need water as a sheep. Now, one of the things you have to understand is that water is a very important part of a sheep's life. Even as human beings, is this 70% of our body is water? The sheep also have 70% water. Now, water is what makes, some of the functions of water is to make the cells keep a good shape and form, turgid. You get it? It's like water in the body is like, fetching water in a rubber. This rubber that they put juice inside. And when the rubber is filled, you see that the rubber is like that. Otherwise, if the juice is out of the water, you see the rubber lying down there. It's rumpled and all of that. It's not a good shape. If you put water inside, you tie it, you see that the water, or even if you put water in a balloon, you see that it takes a very nice shape. So the cells in our bodies are like that. The more water you drink, the more water you have in your body, the more nicer and healthier the body cells are. So you and I need water. The sheep need water. Water is needed for metabolism. Metabolism is the breakdown of food in your system. The process needs water also. You see, when you drink a lot of water, you realize that you use the bathroom a lot. Yeah, because your body has a system that regulates the amount of water and liquid, other concentrates in your body. When the concentration is too low, then you pass a lot of water. When the concentration is too high, you pass less water, and you see that your urine begins to smell. It means very, very concentrated. It means you lack water in your body. If you drink a lot of water, when you go and pee, it will be white. White. But if you don't drink a lot of water, when you go and pee, it's a little bit and it smells. Because it's like the body has to bring out more chemicals to keep water. Yeah. Because if it doesn't bring out, that is why dialysis, if you know dialysis, that's kidney, isn't it? Kidney is dialysis. When it's a dialysis, so that's the dialysis. The kidney removes all the poisonous substances from your body. So when you have, your kidney is not working, Francis, when your kidney is not working, then your body builds up the poison in your system. So it actually will kill you. Because God has made it in such a way that there's a machine that takes away. So there's something called homeostasis. I'm bringing my biology now. I remember my biology. I don't know how many of you are science students. But there's a system where when your body has a lot of water, then it's like it's a diluted environment. So your system has to bring out more of the water to maintain a balance. Just like blood pressure. Blood pressure is at a certain level. If you don't take care, it either goes high or low, depending on your activity and what you eat and all of that. Some of it are also very genetic. So the cells that multiply, that does most of the work in our body, they need water. And so for every living thing, especially a sheep, the sheep needs water. Now, the beauty about sheep and water is that the dew is when early morning dew falls. The sheep can eat, graze on green grass with dew on it and survive for about 6 months without drinking water. Because on the leaves or on the grass, you see these droplets, these silver droplets of water on them early in the morning, sometimes from midnight after about 3, 4, 5. Once the sun begins to come up, then they wash off or it dries them. But with that drops on green leaves, a sheep can graze on this, and then he gets water out of that. And he can go for 6 months without real, real, real water. But you see, even this, it is the shepherd who says, you know what? Come, let me go. It's time to eat the grass. This is a grass that can keep you for another 6 months. It is the guide. It is God. It is your shepherd who does these things in your life. So if you don't have one, You have one. Then you have a problem. So that's why the ladies, the Lord was saying that whatever you see or hear, you should say it. Because it's not for you. You know what to do with it. In John chapter 4, when Jesus met a woman at the well, he speaks of water. If, I'll come to that. John chapter 4, are you there? Verse 10. Very famous, Jesus and the woman at the well. Time flies. Yeah. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Now, let me say this before we continue. Have you realized what God has done to us or done for us? That no matter what you do or what you drink, there's a water thirst. You can drink Cokes. And sometimes I feel like drinking Coca-Cola. I mean, I drink, sometimes, you know, I just miss the whoosh, Coca-Cola wash. You know, Coke is not the best, but now and then you miss the whoosh. You get it. But with all the juices, the teas, the coffees, and all of that, you have this water thirsty. You have this water thirst that is there. Because God is the one who created in us to thirst. But Bible says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst. So there is a certain natural phenomenon in our bodies, in our lives, to look for water. Water to help us and help our lives. So Jesus, stay with me here, right? So Jesus meets this woman who is actually coming to fetch water. But in actual fact, it is not just physical water this woman was coming to fetch. This was a woman who was actually looking for water in life. So Jesus, that's why Jesus moved the discussion of fetching physical water to tell her that if you knew the person who is speaking to you, you would have asked him to give you what? He would have given thee living water. And you go on to verse 11. He says what? Verse 11. The woman said unto him, say, well, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? She's interested, but she's confused as to what water this man, I mean, you are talking to me about living water. I'm interested. I want to have this living water, so I won't come and fetch water anymore. But what you are talking, it doesn't make sense in a certain way also, because you don't have anything to fetch water. And so if you go to verse, what? Verse 14. Quick. He said, give me 13. Jesus answered and said unto her, whoso drinketh of this water shall thirst again. So what I'm trying to say is that water that we need in our lives for us to be able to have good metabolism, our cells need to be in good shape and all of that. And then without water, there's something in your body that asks you thirst for water. It is there, that water that we need. It is something that God has created us with. That yearns for satisfaction in life. And the only person that can satisfy you is Jesus. You can try it with your life and we'll see. When you get to 80 years old, let's compare notes again and we'll talk about it. So Jesus answered and said unto her, whoso drinks of this water shall thirst again.
In verse 40, he says, by the water that I give, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall not thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Let's continue. Then the woman said unto him, say, give me this water that I thirst not. It wasn't the water that she came to fetch. We will see. You are not here just because of tropical mist water. Or rainforest, is it rainforest? Or blue life? Yes, that gives the body life. It gives the body some vitality. It gives the body some functions. But there is another water that is a spiritual water that many people are looking for and they have not found yet. The woman said, I need that water so I don't come here. Many people go to places very often for the sake of the thirst. See, many people have turned the looking for this water to all kinds of things. It could be smoking. You see what she's saying? She says that the woman said unto him, say, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come here. It's something that she had been doing for most of her life. Going to the well to fetch water is something that you have been doing for most of your life. Going to a particular place, seeking for a certain satisfaction from that particular spot, whether it's a pub, whether it's a cinema, whether it's a socialization, whatever it is a certain thirst that is in your life that you are looking to quench the thirst. Whatever you do often, it could be sex, it could be pornography, it could be whatever. It is just a certain thirst. It is the same test that makes people go to Allah and go to Lakshmi and all of that. There is a setting, you see, when you are thirsty for water, your body gives you the alarm. So people respond to it not knowing what kind of water. Because if you don't have the real shepherd, you can go and drink gutter water. Because you think that that is water anyway. And many people and many churchgoers and many church members are drinking gutter water. And once you drink that gutter water, you entertain germs in your system. That is why many people, by their lifestyles, are being plagued with demons and frustrations and depressions in life. It is your lifestyle. It is what you think is giving you some satisfaction. It's actually killing you. The woman said, I don't want to come to this place anymore. I don't want to be going to this movie every day. I'm going to, every weekend. I'm going to movies every day. I'm going to the bar every day. I'm going to the pub every day. I'm going to drink something every day. Is beer every day? Is cigarette every day? Is pornography every day? Is sex every day? Is work. I want to be able to not have to, the weekends. I want to be free. It's a thirst that only the good shepherd can lead you to. You see, sometimes when you go to the villages, they don't have real water. They drink anything. The fact that they're still alive doesn't mean that what they are drinking is good. Let me close. 16. Jesus said unto her, now he has moved from that physical water that the woman, the discussion was between water. Water in life, water in life, water in life, water in life. So now Jesus moves to make his point a little clear, because the woman was saying that you don't have anything to draw the water and you are promising me water. It is me who you are asking for water from. So then Jesus comes now to the thirst. D, are you there? So Jesus said, go call your husband and come. What does the woman say? The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Then Jesus said, of course you don't have a husband. Because you've been moving from one man to one man. Because It's not a husband you think husband is what will give you the satisfaction. But husband has not brought it. Jesus is trying to tell that the water that you've been drinking, that's not the real water. What you are trying to replace your life with, away from God, away from church, away from Bishop Collins, what you are trying to replace your life with, it's not water that you can drink. Don't you see that it is not bringing you any satisfaction? What do you see? What do you see? Can you not realize that it's not good water? It's not clean water. At the end of it all, I mean, somebody who has left our church just caught me on Facebook. Just, you know, oh, Bishop, you know, hope you're okay. Like that. So, there's water and there's water. So Jesus tells the woman, I want to now help you understand what you are trying to put in place, substitute for the water you need. Go and bring your man. You mean got no man? You say, yeah, right. You ain't got no man for truth. 18. For you have had un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You alone, you have had 5 gentlemen. And then the guy, the number 6 you have now, is not your own. You are coming to fetch water every day, every day, every day. Jesus looked at the woman. The woman looked tired to him. The woman looked tired. Because you think about 6 men. Everyone has their requirements, you know. Everyone has what they expect from a woman. So you see that she will go into this relationship thinking that that's the right man for him, for her. And then all kinds of things here. I don't want this. I don't like that. This. And then after a few years, it doesn't work. So then she leaves the man because she realizes that, oh, after all, this man is not the right man for me. Then she goes into another one. Then the other one is not the same as the second one is not the same as the first one. So you have to now adjust and adapt to this man's things too. Doesn't like crab. Doesn't like eat bora. Doesn't like this. Doesn't eat bread. Doesn't like corn dish. You have to adjust and adapt. Then you go to the third man. Who doesn't like wears overnight in the sink? He doesn't like this 6 o'clock. The door should be closed. Everybody, you have to acclimatize to this third man. Now, and then after a few years, you realize, no, this is not what I want. Number 4. So some of you say, you know what? I don't want to be like that. I just want to stay with this one and just still be there and not be happy, but I'll just be there and be here. You want to avoid this, but you still are thirsty. At least she was bold enough to say, you know what? This ain't good for me. Let me try something else. You know it's not good for you, but you're afraid to even move on to anything. At the end of the day, the water that quenches the thirst is the Lord Jesus himself.
You know what? I want to preach, but my time is up. We have to close. Stand to your feet, please. Give Jesus a big hand clap. I have more to say. We'll continue tomorrow by the grace of God. He's the one who leads me beside still waters. Waters that are peaceful to drink. He's the one who takes me there. Hallelujah. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you.
you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give you. Give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. It's me.
Tonight, thank you for your sweet words. Thank you for your comforting words. The real satisfaction in our lives, as you are introducing us to it, comes from you. You are the one who knows where the water is clean and pure. You are the one who knows where the good water flows from. You are the one who, if we submit and subject unto you, will take us to places and quench the desires and the thirst that are all over the place. Help us. Heal our hearts. Show yourself strong. Thank you for blessing our time here tonight together. I know we are not the same again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.